Residents in Cold Spring had a sight to see the sheriff lead the county judge out of the courthouse in handcuffs. The county judge has been indicted on counts of burglary, tampering with an official government instrument, and forgery. Also this week, we have the report out of Cameron County that a longtime county juvenile jail employee was sentenced to 50 years for stealing fajita meat and reselling it. Gilberto Escamilla was arrested last year after a driver from Labatt Food Service in Harlingen called the detention center's kitchen to let employees know their 800-pound delivery of fajitas arrived, according to the Brownsville Herald. The facility does not serve fajitas to inmates. According to the paper, the total value of the fajitas which were stolen during a 9-year period was over $1 million, and that doesn't include the brisket, pork chop, sausage, and other meats Escamilla also admitted to stealing, court testimony revealed. Both stories demonstrate the constant need for checks and balances and audits of government employees and those who receive taxpayer money. The county judge case demonstrates that anyone, no matter how high on the chain, can engage in bad action. The fajita case shows how lax review is when over $1 million worth of food can be stolen over almost a decade, no one on the financial or management side noticed. All of this demonstrates the foolishness of the Abilene City Council member, Donna Albus, who opposed having a simple performance audit of entities that receive hotel occupancy tax funds because, she said, wait for it, it was a put-down to entities involved. Come on. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.